Junior doctors have been working unpaid and unrostered overtime in Victoria's public hospitals, are lodging a class action in the federal court to recover lost wages. The claim covers more than 10,000 junior doctors who lawyers say are entitled to be compensated for unpaid overtime over the past 6 years. Emily Burke reports.
For Victorian doctor Carla Villafana Soto, working extra hours is standard.
When I started working, I thought it was just my team. Then I thought it might just be my hospital because I knew colleagues in other teams were going through the same thing. You know, this is now my 8th year of being a junior doctor, and I've worked at several health services in Victoria, and I can tell you this is happening everywhere.
The extra long hours above and beyond rostered shifts are driving fatigue and mistakes.
We see it every day. I have been so exhausted during some shifts that I have charted the wrong medication or the wrong dose, or I've forgotten to look up a result. And very, very luckily for me, that's always been caught by a colleague, or I've realised after I made that mistake.
What about burnout?
Even before COVID happened, burnout was probably, I would say, universal.
A survey by the Australian Medical Association has revealed junior doctors are working on average 16 hours of overtime a week, with some often working up to 25 hours a week beyond their usual hours, mostly without pay.
The class actions come up really as a point of last resort. For many years, many of us have tried to get this issue addressed, and it just hasn't been.
Why is that?
The issue, I think, is self-perpetuating. It's inherited, I guess, that fear of raising concerns, of stirring the boat. You learn very quickly that upsetting supervisors or hospital administration will possibly result in you not getting a job the following year, because most of us are employed for 12 months at a time.
The Victorian court action to recover lost wages has the support of the AMA and the Australian Salaried Medical Officers Federation.
Broadly, nobody knows the true cost of the salaries required to properly remunerate junior medical staff in the Victorian public hospital system.
Dr. Roderick McRae is the Federation's Victorian president.
Everybody understands they're in the game to look after patients, and so they're not going to down tools. At the same time, though, there needs to be a reasonable balance and appropriate compensation when those events occur. All of those have been built into the enterprise bargaining agreement that's in force today, but it's almost as if they're being willfully ignored. So we can't understand what the boards of all the health services are doing, the CEOs of the health services, the finance manager, anybody right down to the person who receives a time card.
The first claim has been filed against Peninsula Health, which covers the Mornington Peninsula. Claims against another 30 health services could be lodged unless there's a resolution with the state government and the health services. Law firm Gordon Legal and Hayden Stevens and Associates are mounting the legal action.
The free labour, as it were, of these junior doctors is very much ingrained in the business model of the Victorian Health Department. And certainly for this group of doctors, enough is enough.
Lawyer Hayden Stevens.
This is a problem that is systemic and widespread. Across a portfolio of some 10,000 junior doctors working in the Victorian health system, and of course stretching back as far as 6 years, we consider that whilst we're not in a position to say precisely what the amount is, we would consider it still a significant claim.
In a statement, Peninsula Health says it acknowledges the contribution that junior doctors make and that it respects the rights of all staff, including the receipt of any payments to which they're entitled.
Emily Burke reporting, and a spokesperson for the Victorian government says it also supports the right of all workers to receive the payments and benefits they're entitled to.